Welcome, peoples of the interwebs, tis I, Christy.
And me, Kelly.
And you're back joining us once again at Unnerved, a horror movie podcast.
Welcome! If you're new here, Christy and I watch a horror movie every other week and then we talk about it.
Yes, and right now, for spooky season, for starting off spooky season, we're doing something that we don't normally do, and we're going to try and cover essentially an entire franchise in 2 months.
Yeah.
So we're doing Saw.
Which is huge. I mean, what, there's 10?
There's 9 currently out, 10 comes out at the end of September, which is the month that this is dropping.
It would be cool to see if we could watch everything before and then go see 10 in theaters, but I don't know if we're going to have time.
I mean, I still plan to see Saw 10 in theaters because it's kind of...
Well, you've seen all
It's tradition for me to see the next one in theaters, even if, like, 8, I probably could have done without spending the money.
That's okay. You didn't know.
I didn't know. But Spiral is okay to see in film.
Okay.
In theaters. But Saw 10 is supposed to take place between 1 and 2.
Which, I mean, I guess... Well, here's the thing. Like, but still, I see it, or is it going to have all that history?
It's still going to have a lot of history.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we can get through enough of the movies where you probably could watch 10 without watching all of them.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
We'll see. I mean, we're going to watch 3 after this.
Yes.
So we've already watched 1 and 2. We're going to cover 1 right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to watch 3 after this. We're going to record 2. And then 3 and 4 we're going to record together because continuity-wise, they are happening at the same time.
Which is very interesting.
The series gets very confusing as to timeline.
I even asked you at some point.
Yes. So in 1, it bounces between, like, a 6-month time frame.
Yes.
So, like, when they're out and about and, like, figuring out if Gordon's a suspect and whatever, that's 6 months. And then when it happens, that time frame is, like, 8 hours of him getting kidnapped and being in the bathroom.
Yep.
We're spoiling everything anyways, so I'm not concerned about spoiling.
You should definitely, if you haven't watched it, just stop and go watch it and come back.
Especially if you don't know the spoiling ending.
Yes.
Like, the twist ending. Because when we first watched this, before we even covered the podcast...
Yeah, this was, like, something I just wanted to watch with Christy.
Yeah. And we were just doing a movie day, so we threw it in, and she and Kelly did not know the ending.
No.
And I didn't know that she didn't know the ending. And it was the greatest moment of my life.
It was so good. I mean, even watching it back knowing the ending, I still get excited about the ending.
It's a good
so
ending.
It's so good.
So this movie came out in 2004, and for a long time, every Halloween, much like in the 80s with Friday the 13th, we got a new Saw installment. Yeah. There was a few instances where it was like every 2 years, and then there was big gaps between 7 and 8, and 8 and 9. Now, 9 is technically from the book of Spiral. It's a modern, copycat type of situation.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of, it's Spiral from the Book of Saw.
Okay.
So technically in the same universe, however.
Different time frame?
A little bit, because it's quite a few years after the events of all the Saw movies, but it means that the cult and the disciples are still out there.
Yeah.
Taking his work and ideology into their effects. So. Still classified as 9 or soft reboot of the series.
Okay.
So, but 10 is definitely John Kramer.
Back in, yeah.
Taking it back to 1 and 2. It happens in between there.
Do we know, is Tobin Bell in 10?
Yes.
Okay.
And I think Amanda shows up in there as well.
Okay.
So, let's cover Saw 1. Kelly, hit us with the cast.
Okay, so, is it Lee or Lay?
Lee.
Lee Winnell is Adam. Carrie Elwes is Dr. Lawrence Gordon. Danny Glover is Detective David Tapp. Ken Lung is Detective Stephen Singh. Dina Meyer is Carrie. Mike Butters is Paul. Paul Gutrecht is Mark. Michael Emerson is Zepp Hindle. Benito Martinez is Brett. Shawnee Smith is Amanda. Mackenzie Vega is Diana Gordon. Monica Potter is Allison Gordon. Ned Bellamy is Jeff. Alexandra Chun is Carla, and Tobin Bell is Jigsaw.
So, yeah, we wanted to cover the whole cast because a lot of these characters we see throughout the whole series in flashbacks, current events. Anytime you see a character essentially not get killed in a movie, they're probably going to come back at a later time.
Yeah, and this is directed by James Wan.
Yeah, so this is James Wan's first feature-length film.
And he and Lee. Mm-hmm. They co-wrote it, or?
They co-wrote it. They went to film school in Australia. They wanted to make movies, and they were like, what if we do, like, co-wrote and made a film? Here's my idea. Let's expand on it. Mm-hmm. So, a lot of the ideas stemmed from, like, the reverse bear trap and the fact that two guys in a room.
Yeah.
Locked in a room.
It was originally supposed to be an elevator, is what I read.
Yes. But they just kind of made more sense in the bathroom.
Honestly, I'd prefer it in the bathroom over an elevator.
Elevator just kind of gives me, like, shit, what's that movie called? Like, The Devil Inside or whatever. That one is filmed in an elevator, and it came out after this, I'm pretty sure. But that one was weird. I only watched that one once, and I don't remember much of that movie. But I remember it was in an elevator.
I don't know. I feel like with an elevator, because it has all the mechanical stuff with it that can go wrong, like, you're trapped inside an elevator that could drop at any moment. That's right. A very different feel than you're just
also
chained in a bathroom.
The bathroom is disgusting.
Yeah, it's gross.
Backstory on the bathroom, they wanted, like, a story with the... It's an old meatpacking plant.
Oh, okay.
Bathroom, which is why there's, like, hints of gore and stuff still in there, because they never, like, kept it
clean.
They
never cleaned it.
And it's open space. It's where people went and just shoved off all the gross stuff.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's the original inspiration or backstory of the bathroom. We find out more as the series goes on as to where things are in the world.
Yeah, and that is something I definitely come back for Saw 2, because that's something I talked to Christy about. I'm like, where are these? I just assume, like, there are different locations. You find out more about that.
So you do find out more about the various locations and how they came to be, what they're used for, all that. So John Kramer is a shrewd businessman.
I think he seizes opportunities when he sees them.
Very much so. And we also get so many flashbacks of before he finds out about the cancer and before the car crash and all that. Mm-hmm. So we get a lot of backstory, which is why it's kind of hard to follow continuity.
Okay.
So let's dive into it.
Saw 1.
Yeah. So we get the very opener, which is iconic, of Adam waking up in the bathtub in the dark.
Yeah.
We see a glow stick go down the drain when he accidentally pulls the
cord. That's on, like, a chain.
Yeah. We find out later that a key is attached to it, so.
Yeah, oops.
Big oops. But he comes out, he's talking to somebody in the bathroom, we don't know who yet. Mm-hmm. Then the lights turn on.
Yeah.
And it's blinding. Yeah, and we find out Dr. Lawrence Gordon is the other man in the bathroom, mm-hmm. and in the center, there is a dead man with his brains blown out, holding a gun and a tape recorder.
Yes. And they immediately are both just absolutely disturbed by this. They're like, right. Oh, hell no.
And I'm sure because the bathroom already smells really bad.
Yeah.
They didn't put two and two together that maybe isn't the smell of a dead body.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the smell of death is apparently very obvious.
That's what I've heard from, like, police officers and things like that.
And it sticks with you.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you'd think for a doctor.
Well, you also, it's interesting, right? They've been unconscious in there for, how long, do you think?
Probably a couple hours.
So they might be a little bit nose blind to it by the time they wake up. Because your body would be smelling that. It'd be sitting in there for a while. So I don't know.
Yeah, but your brain isn't recognizing smell when you're passed out due to chemicals and stuff like that.
I've never known. I've never. I guess it's, you know, I've been under anesthetics once, but I was so loopy when I wake up from it that, like,
I don't know. It was just a detail I literally just thought of. I'm like, how do they not smell him? Like, realize that they can't smell him.
Yeah. Because it smells awful in there.
Right. So, both of the men are chained to pipes across the room. They can't reach each other, and they can't reach the man easily.
Yes.
In the middle of the room. And it's a big bathroom.
And we're not talking little baby chains. We're talking, like, industrial chains that would need...
Yeah, yeah. Stuff that would, like, hold an anchor on a bigger boat than a pontoon boat.
Iron shackles.
Yes. Very, like, medieval-esque. Mm-hmm. So, a lot of devices as we go along in Saw are kind of based on or inspired by historical deaths and torture devices.
Mm-hmm.
So the bathroom is, like, the modern-day dungeon.
Yeah.
very basic. That's what we're starting off with. Mm-hmm. None of the other traps that we see in one really have a historical equivalent.
Okay.
But as we go more and more, kind of have a cult, like...
Even the reverse bear trap?
Even the reverse bear trap. I didn't find any. I'm sure I can do more research.
Okay.
We see the reverse bear trap again.
Well, it's iconic. That's, yeah, like, Saw's signature
move. We'll see the bear trap again in the future. Mm-hmm. So if I do find it by the time we cover that again, I'll mention it. But as it stands right now, I could not find it. But there's other people who have, maybe, and I just haven't looked that hard yet.
Okay.
But, yes... Bathroom dungeon.
Yeah. Gross, yucky bathroom dungeon.
You're locked up. No sign of light. You are shackled.
Yep.
Ball and chain type of deal.
Two men in a bathroom. 5 feet apart.
Because they're not gay. So, they actively look around the room. Adam kind of feels around in his pockets. He finds the tape.
Mm-hmm.
And it says Plainy. Gordon finds his on him. They notice that the clock is brand new.
Yes.
Also, why is there a clock in the bathroom? So, someone obviously wants them to know the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We managed to get the tape recorder from the dead man by Adam using his shirt as well as the...
The bathroom plug.
The plug in the bathtub. Plug,
sorry.
And he manages to loop it through the wire or the, like, wrist strap of the tape recorder, mm-hmm, and pull it towards him to play his tape.
Now, Adam is also extremely distrustful of Dr. Gordon.
So, we'll cut into some backstory right now for Adam. So, Adam is a photographer, because, mm-hmm, we get hints of it throughout the thing as to why he's sleazy.
Yeah.
So, he is a photographer, freelance photographer, hired by, like, detectives or...
private investigators.
Private investigators, other people who need candids type of a deal, mm-hmm, to follow sleazy people and, like, get alibis or see if they're doing anything shady.
Yeah.
And we'll find out later that he was following
Dr. Gordon.
Dr. Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
And how that all comes. But he's a photographer, and he in and of himself is a sleazy character because, yes, he's following everybody,
he's
a voyeur.
Mm-hmm.
So... He listens to his tape as to why he's
down watch, in the bathroom.
He's watching people. He's not living his life to the full. He's living vicariously through others and using others to gain financial support.
Yeah.
And then Gordon throws his tape over to him because they don't want to break it.
Yes. Don't want to break the tape recorder. It's not bad.
It's a fair thing.
Yeah.
The tape is less likely to break than the tape recorder.
I agree.
Especially, like,
okay, and the way they throw things back and forth to each other in this movie, they don't catch it.
They also had to be very careful about throwing things because Tobin Bell, the man in the middle of the room,
yeah,
is not a dummy.
No.
And they throw hacksaws and glass and stuff, so they have to be careful not to
hurt the man.
Hurt each other.
I can't believe when I read that that was actually him and not a dummy, I was like, that must have been uncomfortable to lay there for hours.
6 days.
Yeah, dude.
Of filming.
You would be, like, very, very, very sore.
I mean, Tobin Bell is before this was known to be, like, a character actor, so okay. I think he's kind of used to being in uncomfortable situations for the sake, okay, of a film. However, it was his idea. Originally, everybody was going to get like, a mannequin, a dummy of some, mm-hmm, kind, and he's like, no, you're going to be filming enough shots where it's going to look...
You're going to know it's fake.
You're going to know it's fake.
Mm-hmm.
Put me in there. Mm-hmm. So he would sit through makeup every single day.
Yep.
This
was an incredibly tight timeline for filming.
Like 18 full days.
Yeah, which is insane.
And the final day, when they were trying to, like, wrap up scenes, they were only being able to get one or two shots, and the building was tearing parts down as, yeah, they were filming.
Apparently, like, Carrie Elwes, who plays Dr. Gordon, he had to memorize between, like, 12 and 16 pages of script a day. That's nuts. That's nuts.
As a person who had to, like, memorize scenes because someone fell through on a play before and had to cover their parts for certain scenes, it's hard to memorize all those lines.
Mm-hmm.
I only have, like, maybe 5 pages to memorize within 24 hours.
That's still a lot.
And it was a gibberish language that I had to learn.
Ugh.
So...
Wait, what play was this?
That was, all in the timing. It was a series of six short stories.
Okay.
And that one, I wasn't in that scene, which is why I was able to cover for it.
Okay.
Yeah, this chick, she turned in her script, mailed it in for the last weekend of performances. She was there the first 2 weekends.
So she just skipped out on the last one.
She's like, I can't do this anymore, and sent in her script. The scripts were allowed to keep. So,
dude.
So she sent in her script, and was like, I can't, and wrote on it, I can't do this.
Yeah.
So I had to volunteer as tribute and cover that role. So me having to learn 5 pages of gibberish language in 24 hours is nothing compared to 16 pages in less time.
Yeah.
On a film that you have no way to really rehearse.
Yeah.
So.
Nuts.
Crazy. We listened to Gordon's. Gordon's tape. We find out that his game is to kill Adam.
Yes.
And that if he doesn't, his wife and child are in danger of being killed.
And he has to do so by 6 p.m.
Correct. So he's got, like, 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's about 7 hours.
And the blood coming out of the dead man in the center is poison, right?
Yes. So when there's that much poison in your veins, the only thing you could do is just shoot yourself.
Yes.
Essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And at the very end of it, there's a little hint that is being whispered.
Mm-hmm.
They pick up on it, and it says, follow your heart. Mm-hmm. Look around the room. There's a heart on the toilet.
So Adam shoves his hand into the gross toilet bowl water.
I mean, it's on the tank, not on the bowl.
Like, I know, I don't know.
Check the tank first, my guy.
Gross.
So after digging around in the he goes into the tank, and there is a bag filled with 2 hacksaws.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something else in the bag, too, but we don't see it yet.
Adam throws the assumingly empty bag into the bathtub.
Yeah. And throws the other hacksaw to Gordon, and they try to use it on the chains.
Mm-hmm.
It's not gonna work. Dude, they're very dull.
Rusty-ass hacksaws.
They're very dull.
Yeah.
And you have stuff that is, like, over the size of a quarter thick.
Yeah, it's
of chain. And also, I wouldn't use it on the chain. I would use it on the lock. The lock is a smaller surface, but it's also a smaller, like, thickness to get through.
Yes.
My opinion. Also, we find this out in later movies, but Adam was supposed to be able to walk around the room.
Yeah.
But because of how he flailed and where the key was placed and it going down the drain, there was no way for him to unlock it. But those locks can easily be opened through force. Why not use the top of the toilet lid to
break that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Now,
panic in a bad situation?
Now, the toilet tank gets used in the future.
It does.
Actually, quite a few times in the future. One more time in this movie.
Okay.
But it does come up again in the future, and it's gross.
Ew.
Yeah, it's a good time. So, they realize that they are failing at this.
Mm-hmm.
Gordon has epiphany. He's like...
Well, also, Adam breaks his saw.
Yeah, he chucks it across the room after breaking it.
I mean, it's flimsy. You know, he's applying too much pressure, too much force. You're right. He's being
friction,
dumb about it. He breaks it very easily. Gordon's a little smarter about his, though.
Yeah. So, Gordon kind of realizes, like, okay, he doesn't want us to cut through the chains. He wants us to cut through our feet.
Mm-hmm.
Problematic, because you kind of want your feet.
Also, like, there, it's dirty and gross. You don't know where you are. You cut off your foot, you're very likely to bleed out.
Yes, and infection if you don't bleed out and all that. So, Gordon kind of puts 2 and 2 together based on what happened 6 months ago for him,
mm-hmm.
which we'll find out, that they're probably kidnapped and being tested by the Jigsaw Killer, a serial killer that tests his victims through survival of lethal traps.
Yes.
Referred to as games, and that Jigsaw doesn't technically kill anybody, which is bullshit.
he puts them in situations where they can
shoot. Correct. If you give somebody a gun and say, pull the trigger, they're not committing suicide, you force that person to off themselves.
Yeah.
That's the same thing as murder.
It's the same thing as, like, using, like, quid pro quo and stuff in sexual assault and things correct. Like that. Yeah, okay, they said yes, but you essentially
forced them to say so. That.
Yeah.
It's not really consent type mm-hmm. of it. So, that's the ideology, like, Jigsaw doesn't technically kill his victims. So, you'll hear me say that. Now, I love Jigsaw as a character, mm-hmm. and I love Tobin Bell, but, like, the ideology is fucked up.
Oh, 100%.
So,
it's very interesting. I like that there is substance to it.
It's very different than your usual slashers where he's a bad guy who likes to kill people.
And most of the time, those bad guys don't got a whole lot of brains in them. Like Michael Myers.
Brain damage.
Jason Voorhees. And, like, yeah, those guys, they're not a whole lot going on upstairs.
Well, Michael Myers technically is smart. He's just psychotic.
I guess I haven't gotten that far.
I mean, he learns how to drive a car the second he gets out of an institute in the very first movie.
That's fair. But Jason Voorhees, though, certifiably.
Okay, but he was a child who suffered severe brain damage from drowning.
I'm just saying the equivalent here. Yes,
Jigsaw's got cancer.
Jigsaw's a grown-ass man that decided to do this fucked up shit.
Yes. So, Gordon, we get a flashback of 5 to 6 months prior. Gordon was describing a terminal brain cancer patient.
Mm-hmm.
We find out is John Kramer. And also, if you manage to pause the movie mm-hmm. and see what's on the desk.
I was reading about this.
If you look on the desk, you see the plans and the sketches for, like, the reverse bear trap mm-hmm. and other devices that in his little notebook.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why later on you kind of figure out, oh, he's probably got a big book, mm-hmm. which is why Spyro the Book of Saw.
Yeah. It's so interesting.
Inspiration. So he's like, this patient has brain cancer. It's terminal. And he's teaching. And then Zep.
To a nurse who's giving me the fuck.
There's
me
two
eyes.
Other guys there.
Yeah, but there's also the nurse.
Yes. And yeah, she's giving fuck me eyes. And Zep shows up behind and he works at the hospital.
He's some kind of like janitor, isn't he?
Janitor or maybe like a medical technician.
Yeah.
Because he seemed above janitor, but not a doctor. So maybe he is a tech analyst to make sure like the equipment's working properly and everything like that. So he's like, actually, his name is John Kramer. He's a very interesting man.
Yeah.
Don't be so like analytical when presenting patients. Like that's kind of the doctors that get tested in this kind of have that blanket facade, like,
they're
this patient, this person, mm-hmm. and, like, analytical jargon. Instead of valuing, like, this is a person. His name is John. He mm-hmm. went through X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very sad that he has terminal cancer, and he's going to die, and it's very sad. But, like, apparently Gordon told Jigsaw, in a very analytical term, like, you have brain cancer, you're going to die.
Yeah, it was...
And it's about this long that you have left to live.
1 to 2 years or something like that to live, something like that.
So, and it was very analytical, straightforward,
mm-hmm.
and just cold.
Yeah.
So, and that's kind of one of the reasons why Gordon's in this. Also,
his adultery with
Fuck Me Eyes nurse.
Also, like, he doesn't treat his wife well.
There's neglect in that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, like, physical abuse. It's emotional.
Yes.
It's not, like, intentional, it's neglect.
It's the fact that of passion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not a good marriage.
No. It's obvious that they fight a lot. His hours are probably really rough, which is why he's probably getting yelled at from her,
mm-hmm.
and then he distances himself, causing the neglect
mm-hmm.
of him and of her and her child, and which is why he seeks potential pleasure elsewhere with Carla.
Nurse Carla. Medical student Carla,
yes.
Whatever.
So, after the lesson, detectives Tap and Sing show up and they're like, hey, we need like an alibi.
Where were you last night? At 11 p.m.
Yeah. We find out that his pen light was at the scene of a Jigsaw crime.
Yeah.
His alibi is cleared. He was fit as he was.
Mm-hmm.
Doing adulterous things.
Yeah, and he has a lawyer that, like, figures that out with him, but he's like, Jesus Christ, dude, what the fuck?
He's like, it's better to just give them that now than it blowing up in your face later and being more public than it needs to be.
Yeah.
And I like that the detectives just literally called the alibi. Mm-hmm. They didn't call the wife. They just called the alibi, mm-hmm. and they're like, it checks out.
Yep.
They didn't make a big stink about it to his wife.
Yep.
They just... It's something that he needs to solve with his wife and not have detectives going up and be like,
yes.
Your husband's the suspect in a leading murder case, mm-hmm. but don't worry, we checked him out and he's fine because he was having sex with someone else.
Yeah.
I like the discreetness. However, the detectives, in my opinion, still do kind of a bad because they don't still trust him, but they make him listen to...
Oh my
God, the testimony of Amanda's game. And this is where we meet Amanda for the first time, and she's in one of, like, the interrogation rooms.
Uh-huh.
Where there's a double-sided mirror. She doesn't know that there's Gordon and Singh on the other side. Tab is like, can you describe the game? Mm-hmm. We go through her game. She's the one in the very first person in the reverse bear trap.
Yep.
So she wakes up, and she describes tasting metal and blood.
It's like, you can see she has scars, almost kind of like a very,
It's hooked Joker. Into her jaw.
Yeah, it's like, actually, so she has some scars going on in the now, and it's the flashback, it's like hooked in.
There are plates in her mouth that, if she doesn't get out of the trap, will force her jaw open and to break, causing a lot of trauma to her head.
Crush her head.
We'll see later, it literally just opens.
That's awful, by the way.
And it's just, and it rips the jaw completely off.
Ugh.
That's what happens when it's on a physical brain person and not the glass.
Not the dummy or whatever.
Yeah. The dummy's gonna shatter.
It kills them, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
There's so much trauma that happens to
your face.
That there's no way you can...
Your heart stops, basically, right?
Yeah. And brain, like...
It goes, okay.
It forces your entire face open.
That's fucking awful.
So she gets the videotape mm-hmm. version of her tape, and mm-hmm. she's like, hello, Amanda, you see that you're attached to this because of drug use.
Yep.
The only way to escape, you have, like, 60 seconds once the wire is pulled to dig through the...
Dead, quote-unquote dead.
He's not actually dead.
Dead cellmate.
To retrieve the key from his stomach, to undo the thing and remove it before it does this demonstration. Shows the demonstration on the mannequin of the head shattering and whatever. So she does manage to get out of the chair.
Yes. Because
she's duct taped. The wire gets snapped.
She manages. 60 seconds now.
She manages to go through the pig guts of the dead, quote unquote, dead man in the center of the room and mm-hmm. find the key in his stomach. And she is currently the first and only survivor of the games.
Yeah. And we do find out here this dead man was not dead, but just really, really, really high on drugs or something?
I think that he failed his test.
Okay.
Type of a situation. We never see...
Yeah, we don't know why he's there.
His kind of stuff. But my guess is that he failed his test.
And
this is what... happens to him. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of instances in the games where you have to sacrifice one person to save yourself.
Yeah.
Type of situation.
Well, I mean, even the bathroom,
in this one.
Yeah, that's the same thing.
But even more so gruesome in the future. And
it ramps up.
It does ramp up. So she's like, he helped me. Mm-hmm. I haven't touched drugs since getting out of there. I appreciate my life more. Blah, 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 blah.
So, it's a very fucked up psychological way of
it is.
Being okay.
And later on, she's not the only survivor that feels that way.
Well, I get it. It's interesting. It's different.
Yes. So, yeah. They're, like, trying to get Gordon's gauge as to his reaction. Mm-hmm. He is visibly disturbed.
I mean, it's gross. It's gross.
I mean, it's very obvious that he had nothing to do with that.
Yes.
Based on his reaction.
But one of the detectives is still not convinced.
Well, we'll find that out because...
He's gross and awful. Why wasn't he in a game?
So, they send Gordon back.
Mm-hmm.
We do also get a glimpse of the Razor Maze trap, which is where they found the pen light.
Mm-hmm.
And we meet Detective Carrie there.
Yeah.
She kind of becomes the... Jigsaw go-to gal. She knows everything about every single game, mm-hmm. case, psychological.
She's your main detective on the case.
Yes. she knows so much about this and how to maybe pursue catching him. Mm-hmm. So, she's been there from day one, and she...
She continues on in the series.
Yes. So, once they get more of the videotapes and whatnot, they realize that in the video, there is a gang symbol in the background.
Mm-hmm, they do.
Of K2K. And they're like, well, they were only in, like, a 2-block radius. Mm-hmm. Okay, we hear sirens in the background of this, mm-hmm. so, like, figure out which day and when in that area and whatever. Mm-hmm. They narrowed it down to a warehouse.
Yes.
And they, Sing and Tap, they show up. They are the only ones there when they initially show up.
Yes.
And as they're searching, they do find a man in the drill chair.
They also find a little diorama of two men in a bathroom scene.
Yep. You'll learn very quickly in this series that there's a lot of shit in the background mm-hmm. leading into other things that happen either before or later in the series.
And there's so... This is so planned. That bathroom scene was so... That whole bathroom situation was so planned.
I mean, he's planning all the traps.
Yeah.
So, it's, you know...
It's just not... It's not like, I got a week to figure this out. Otherwise, I gotta move on. It's like months.
Jigsaw analyzes his victims to minute details to the point where he probably could guess who's going to survive the game.
That would make sense.
And he's like, there's no room for error when you know...
Yeah.
What's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, they're kind of apprehensive about saving... They want to save the guy in the trap, but Jigsaw shows up.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, we're going to hide, we're going to cover you back up, and we're going to catch this guy.
In his inside-out cloak.
His inside-out cloak.
Yeah.
So, they see Jigsaw kind of walking around, and they stop him from moving around.
Mm-hmm.
But Jigsaw triggers the trap for the drill chair, so now they have to figure out if they need to catch... Jigsaw
and save this man.
Mm-hmm. So Sing tries to save the guy in the chair by with the keys, realizing that the keys are not really working because there's like 100 keys on this key ring.
Yeah, there's no way.
So he shoots the drill bits off. Yep. Which that's
smart.
Plus one for Sing. He's doing good.
He's that's about to be minus 100 though.
Yeah. so Tap and Jigsaw are having a kerfuffle.
A skirmish.
Jigsaw slits his throat, Tap's throat.
Yeah, not deep enough to do irreparable damage, but enough where if he doesn't seek medical attention soon, he will likely bleed out.
He will still bleed out.
Yes.
Sing pursues Jigsaw in the hallway, but doesn't pay attention close enough to his surroundings, triggering a tripwire, which creates the trap of the shotgun hallway. And he gets...
Blasted
by, like, 8 shotguns from the ceiling.
Yeah. The boomsticks.
And Tap sees this, and he's distraught.
Yeah, doesn't chase after Jigsaw anymore after this.
Yeah. So we cut to the present, where Allison and Diana are being held captive.
Mm-hmm.
We also had gotten a scene where Gordon had left
mm-hmm.
after his daughter saying, hey, there's a man in my room.
And he's talking to me.
Yeah, I talked to him. So... Gordon didn't see the man. Allison didn't see the man. We find out it's Zep.
Mm-hmm.
Zep is holding Diana
and Allison
hostage while the game in the bathroom is happening.
And he's monitoring that game to make sure...
That the rules are being followed.
Yeah, certain things are happening.
So if in the instance that Gordon does kill Adam...
He lets them go.
Lets them go.
But if he doesn't...
He has to kill
them. Yes.
So we cut to the present. They're... taped up and whatever, and we find out that he's monitoring them through a hidden camera in the room, which the two guys find when they have a kerfuffle and throw shit around the room once more. Simultaneously, we see that Tap is monitoring the house.
Yes.
Because he's still convinced that Gordon's his guy. Which, dude. He's distraught. His partner got killed.
Uh-huh.
He's been discharged from the police force, and he has this obsession now.
Literal obsession, for real.
But he sees Zep in the house. He's like, does the doctor know that you're home with his wife and kid?
You asshole. Go do something.
I'm like, you've never seen this guy in the 5 to 6 months that you've been stalking this
man?
And you just assume, oh, this is a brand new guy. Maybe Allison's cheating on his wife. On it. Like, and no. Zeph is,
like, peering out the window, like, suspiciously.
Yeah. And also, how did Tap not see that Zeph just walked into the apartment?
I don't know. He's not very bright.
Tap. My guy. And he's got a raspy voice now because he's got the massive scar yep. around his neck, which mm-hmm. is an important detail. So, Gordon also remembers being a flash in the garage.
Yeah, he does. He's like, I thought someone was there with me, but I didn't see anybody. Because they're trying to remember the last moment before they were abducted.
Yes, and he recounts being abducted in the parking garage by a pig masked figure.
Yes.
Which the symbolism of the pig is important for later movies.
Okay, yeah, I don't know what that is yet.
Yeah. Yeah, like, there's a lot of pig symbolism, which I can just mention now, because they don't really go into it.
Mm-hmm.
But in the whole lore and the backstory, there's an instance in the flashbacks where Jigsaw, there's an event that, besides the cancer,
mm-hmm.
the Jigsaw and his wife,
yeah,
that you'll learn about, go through, and it was so planned that it was going to happen, like, the year of the pig.
Oh.
In the Chinese zodiac.
Okay.
So, the year of the pig is known for rebirth, revitalization, like, renewing right. yourself.
Okay.
So, that's why the symbolism of the pig...
Yeah, that makes sense.
...is important.
A new chance at a new life.
Yes. So, that's why they use the pig mask. That's why you'll see, like, little pig drawings in the background Piggies. Every once in a while. You'll see pig stuffed animals in, like, kids' rooms.
Okay.
Now, the symbolism of the pig has a new meaning in Spiral, but that's way down the line.
Okay.
But just so you know why they're using a pig mask, it is important.
It happens so fast that it's not really something I truly registered until the second movie.
Yeah. So you'll see the pig masks used...
Consistently.
All the time.
Okay.
It's, like, the only thing they use.
Okay.
So, pig mask figure. Adam recalls being abducted from his dark room.
In his apartment.
And after taking photos of Gordon.
Yeah. Which is the first time we find out that he actually knows who Gordon is.
Yep. And we find that out because Gordon's talking about his family.
Mm-hmm.
How he's always the one that has to take the pictures. Throws his wallet to Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Adam finds a picture behind...
Where his wife's picture should have been.
His daughter's photo.
Yes.
Where his family photo should have been.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right, sorry.
Finds the Polaroid of Allison and Diana being held captive. And on the back saying, you see things better in the dark.
Yeah.
Or something
and
along
then X those. Marks the spot. Something like that.
No, just you see clearly in the dark.
I thought there was an X somewhere involved in that.
No, I don't think so.
Or it was like, they send their regards.
X... Yeah. And he takes that Polaroid, hides it. He's like, the picture you're describing is not here. Throws the wallet back, and he's like, Gordon is now distraught. He's like,
why the fuck would he... Why
would you take this photo?
And Adam is not telling him about the Polaroid.
Not yet. Mm-hmm. And he's in the bathtub looking at it. Gordon is like, trying to... keep communication going, like, trying to keep brainstorming. Adam's kind of shutting down a little bit, or he's in deep thought.
Yeah.
Probably
we find
both.
Out that it's more the latter than the former, but honestly, we're not sure. Adam is not super cooperative with Gordon throughout this entire thing, so.
No, he has trust issues.
Major trust issues, yeah.
So, in that argument, Gordon says something that triggers a light switch
mm-hmm.
on in his brain, and he's like, Adam's like, turn off the lights. I want to see something. So he turns off the lights, and we see the glow-in-the-dark paint of an X next to Gordon's
yep.
face.
And Gordon is like, what the hell, but also doesn't question it, because this is the next clue. So turns back on the light, smashes the wall in, and brings out a little box.
Yep. And in the box there are two cigarettes, a bullet,
yes,
and a phone.
Mm-hmm.
Which says 9/10. So that's the date.
The day before 9/11.
Yeah, the day before 9/11. Which... kind of makes sense as to why, like, in the whole show, they don't talk about the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
They, like, nobody ever finds it.
Yeah.
Because news coverage was so focused on 9/11 the next day.
Yeah, there was no way.
Which, it's an interesting detail.
Yeah, it is. It was an interesting decision by the filmmakers. But it also comes with a little note.
And also, there's a lighter.
Yeah.
But yeah, the note is like, there's more than one way to kill somebody. Mm-hmm. And cigarettes are useless. Mm-hmm. Or will not kill them unless you add something to it.
Yeah.
Putting two and together that the poison in the blood.
Yes.
Mixed with the cigarette's gonna work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, Gordon's like, how did you know how to do that?
Fair. Adam hasn't been particularly helpful up to this point.
Yeah, they have a yell or a screaming session again. Adam reveals to Gordon, hey, yeah, no, I take professional photos and I get paid to do so.
Yeah.
And some sketchy, tall guy with mm-hmm. a scar around his neck is like, hey, do this for me.
Find out that Gordon knows that's Tap.
Yeah. He's like, he was discharged from the police force.
Yeah. Because, yeah, he did a bad.
Yeah. Adam threatens Gordon with a broken piece of the mirror that had come undone because when he threw the...
Saw.
Mm-hmm. Oh, realizes that it's a double-sided mirror. Mm-hmm. Throws rocks and debris at it, shattering the mirror. Realizing that there is a hidden camera.
Yeah, they're being watched.
That happened before the box.
Yeah. We forgot to mention it. It doesn't, like, it's important, but they don't. There's nothing they can really do about it. No,
but it is important, mm-hmm. because...
That's how we know Zepp is also watching them.
Yeah. So, Gordon is like, okay, that sucks.
Well, and they have mentioned at this point, I guess the more important part of that is that the Jigsaw Killer likes to have a front row seat to watch these things happening. So they're assuming...
We had that with the flammable jelly game mm-hmm. that we also get a view of. And Carrie's like, there's peepholes and cameras there as well.
And we find out that, like... So we assume it's Jigsaw watching. So when I was first watching this, I thought Zepp was maybe Jigsaw because... That would make sense, right? He's watching them. Jigsaw wants a front row seat. That kind of puts two and two together. And also, why would he be holding Gordon's family hostage sort of thing?
Right. So, yeah. Adam throws all the photos at Gordon, like, this is what I've been doing. This is how I knew how to turn off the lights. Mm-hmm. Blah. And Tap is, like, still watching.
Yeah. Doing whatever the fuck Tap does.
Yep. Zepp, we do see that it's Zepp, and he's still threatening the wife and kid. Mm-hmm. He has Allison call the cell phone.
Yeah, which we find out cannot do outgoing calls. It can only take incoming.
Saying, you cannot believe Adam's lies. Mm-hmm. And that's what triggers the domino effect of the argument.
Yeah. Yep.
So, they try a way to... kill, quote-unquote, Adam. So, Gordon turns off the lights, puts one cigarette in the, like, the tip of it into the poison blood. Mm-hmm. Turns off the lights, he's like, I have a plan. Because the lights are turned off and the camera doesn't...
It doesn't take sound.
Take sound. They're able to kind of talk more freely, like, hey, we're gonna do this plan. You're gonna fake your death. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna give you a cigarette that is not going to kill you. Fake your death.
Yeah.
So they turn on the light, hey, you want a cigarette? Yeah, sure. Throws the non-lethal cigarette to mm-hmm. him. He inhales it. He does a really bad job at faking his death.
He does. It's pretty bad.
He passes out now. Then he gets electrocuted to test if he's really dead.
Yep. And obviously not really dead.
Correct.
Doesn't work. The scheme does not work. It was a good idea. It's a good test.
Yeah.
How would they know?
How would they know that they have shock collars underneath the...
Literally.
Yeah. So, now Gordon's like, damn it, like, that was our way out. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I just got electrocuted, dude.
Yeah, he's like, I've got more...
Sorry, I screwed up your plan. Mm-hmm. I got electrocuted. So, we get to the point where it becomes 6 o'clock.
Yeah, I think Adam looks up and was like, Gordon, uh-oh. So then Gordon gets a phone call.
Yes. So, Zepp gives Allison the phone saying, like...
Time to say goodbye.
Yeah. You lose. Mm-hmm. Allison has, and her and Diana, while Zepp has not been paying attention...
Yeah.
She has freed herself. Mm-hmm. So, she's playing captured.
Yeah.
until that phone call, and she struggles, gets the gun away from Zeb.
Yep.
And is on the phone with Gordon, like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah, where are you?
It's been several hours. Where the fuck are you? And,
he's like, LOL, I have no idea where the fuck I am, either.
Yeah. Her and Zeb have more of a fight. She stabs some scissors into him.
Yeah.
It's a great time.
A couple gunshots start to go off at this point.
Which alerts Tap. Tap then goes to the apartment to
and
see what's all going
Gordon
on.
And all Gordon is hearing at this point on the phone is screaming and gunshots.
Correct. So, this puts him into a frenzy, saws off his foot.
Yeah. This ending.
Woo. Which, fun fact, while he was sawing off his foot, though we don't see it as an audience, because it's not, we're not there at the torture gore level yet in this franchise.
This is pretty tame.
We see him start the cutting,
yes.
But we don't see it all the way through or anything like that.
No, not at all.
And when they were filming, he was told to, oh, go faster on the prosthetic so that, like, you're trying desperately to get out quickly and get it over with. He went so fast and went right through the prosthetic that he did accidentally nick himself on blade.
Whoops.
Just a fun fact. He's now free to crawl around.
Yeah.
He goes up to Adam. He's like...
he's screaming. He grabs a gun.
He grabs a gun and shoots Adam in the shoulder.
Yes.
He's like, I did it. Let them go.
Yeah.
No, it's kind of too late. Now, Zep gets out of the apartment.
Yeah,
Tap follows.
Tap has shot Zep in the leg?
No, Zep got
oh, the scissors
stabbed.
In the leg. That's what it is.
So, Diana and Allison are fine. But Tap is now chasing Zep to this location.
Yep.
And they're having a skirmish in the hallways. Where Zep wins.
Yeah. Yeah. How does he kill Tap?
With a gun.
Yeah, I don't think it's spectacular.
It's a gunshot.
And then Zep heads off towards the bathroom.
Yeah. He's like, I did it, and Gordon is, like, trying to shoot him, but he only had the one bullet, so there's nothing in that chamber.
Yeah.
Zep checks Adam, he's like, he kicks him, not moving, he's like, you were too late, those were the rules.
Yeah.
Threatens to shoot Gordon, but Adam's still alive.
Adam pulls a 180 on us.
Trips Zep. Puts him underneath him and smashes him with the toilet tank lead.
Yeah. Again and again and again until Gordon
has to
like,
stop
slithers
him.
Like, over and
I'm going to go get help or I'm going to bleed out.
Yeah, and then Gordon asks him, he's like, am I going to be okay? And then, or I'm sorry, Adam asks Gordon if he's going to be okay. And Gordon goes, I wouldn't lie to you. And pushes himself along, which is so metal.
Yep.
So good.
And we have the blood trail going into the hallway and out the door.
So Gordon's gone, Adam is still chained to the pipe, Zep is dead. He searches Zep's body for some kind of key to unlock himself from the pipe.
Which is smart, but then he just finds the tape that Zep had.
Yep.
So it plays, and he's like, you have a deadly, like, nerve drug in your system.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the only one that has the antidote. You have to do this, and
yes.
I will give you the antidote.
So we find out Zep is not Jigsaw, but
he was playing
his own game. Yeah. Which is such a cool twist. I love that. But then, this is the part where I think, okay, so, like, that in and of itself, I was like, oh my god, oh my god. And then, in the middle of the fucking floor, the dead guy with the head wound stands up, and I'm like, no, no! He peels a prosthetic off of his head for the gunshot wound. He turns to Adam, and he says, yeah, the key to unlock you went down the drain.
It's in the bathtub.
Yeah, it's in the bath, yeah.
And Adam was like,
oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he walks out of the bathroom, Adam is screaming, and he said, it's game over, and he, like, slams, basically it's like a big barn door sort of style.
And we just zoom out, listening to Hello Zep, and then also Adam just screaming into the credits. And it's all good.
It is such, oh, I just love it when he stands up, because Tobin Bell, the way they shot it, makes him look huge. Like, it's such
and
a cool
he gets up slowly,
because
the drugs that he has in his system to keep him calm
still.
And still
yep.
are wearing off, so he's very slow getting up, so he crawls
and it's
up.
It's almost like
he stretches.
You
and
look at Adam and it's out of focus, I think, as he stands up the first time, and then it like, oh, it's just so cool. I just love this ending so much. And still, even the second time, I was still screaming about it. I was like,
you're like, it's gonna happen! It's gonna happen! So our kill count for this is 6.
Oh, shit. Okay, Sing. 2 traps.
Tap.
Tap. Yep, yep. Zep. Mm-hmm. Who's the sixth?
I'm pretty sure they're counting Adam or Gordon in this. Or...
could be Adam.
Oh, no. Also, Amanda's cellmate.
Oh, that would be six. Yes.
Yep. Yep.
Woo!
So, let's get into it. You want to just do taglines quick?
Yeah, I can do.
Because that's a quick segment.
Let the games begin. I mean, obviously.
Classic.
Live or die, make your choice. I want to play a game. Oh, yes, there will be blood. This Halloween, he's pulling... I think some of these, that when they list them, it's like, they don't seem like they belong.
They're lines.
Yeah.
They're lines from the movies.
If it's Halloween, it must be Saw. Every piece has a puzzle. Yeah. Kind of
along those lines. I do like that every piece has a puzzle. That's a good one.
Yeah, it's pretty okay. But it makes, like, I just love this one. Because I'm not sure we mentioned this, but when Jigsaw would go back to the victims that end up killing themselves, basically, I'm quoting here, he would take a little piece of skin and in the shape of a jigsaw puzzle mm-hmm. somewhere on their body.
Yep. So in order, the traps in order, we'll do my trap segment now.
Okay.
Traps in order. We had the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Razor wire maze,
mm-hmm.
flammable jelly,
mm-hmm.
reverse bear trap,
mm-hmm.
the drill chair,
yep.
shotgun hallway,
yep.
and Zep's toxin test.
Okay, so what are your ranking? Or was that your ranking? Or
no, that was an order of appearance.
Okay, what is your ranking?
Reverse bear trap, number one.
Yeah, obviously.
Shotgun hallway, number two.
You love shotgun hallway.
I love shotgun hallway. Then three is the bathroom.
Yeah, I would agree.
Because it's...
it's so well iconic. Thought out. Yeah.
Then the razor wire trap,
mm-hmm.
flammable jelly,
mm-hmm.
drill chair,
yep.
toxin.
Yeah, fair. Toxin's the least fun.
Yeah. So every movie I will go through what the traps were, my ranking for that movie, and then do a bigger list as to the traps we've seen so far across the movies.
Yep.
So far that's the list we're working with. Do you have a favorite trap from the first movie?
I love the bathroom because I couldn't figure out, like, if I was in that situation, I wouldn't know how to get out of it either. It didn't feel like it was, like, they're being dumb. Why didn't they just do this? It, like, actually felt like there was a puzzle they needed to figure out that they didn't figure out in time sort yeah. of thing. Which yeah. I like. High okay. stakes.
High stakes. I think my favorite gore movement was still the shotgun hallway.
I like... if we're going to go, like, a classic simple trap, reverse bear trap.
The reverse bear trap is just so iconic to this series, so it's going to be hard to beat.
I can tell you the trap in the second movie that affected me the most when we get there.
Yeah, we'll cover it in two. So let's do some fun facts. There's a lot.
Yes. You're going to have a lot more than me, but...
So the movie did start off as a short film, and they wrote that in 2001. They made a short film... and for one scene when they went to Hollywood to promote trying to get a feature-length film.
And Lee acted in it, right? They came as, like, yeah. an actor-director duo.
So this, yeah, since this is their first feature-length film, so we know James Wan with mm-hmm. other movies lately, like The Conjuring.
Yes.
And Insidious.
Mm-hmm.
He does amazing work in the horror genre. I love him. And Lee Whannell also shows up in Insidious, mm-hmm. and he shows up more frequently in other movies. You could tell that this is his first acting gig. Because he gets better.
It's not terrible either.
No, but it's the fact that, like, you could tell it was rushed.
Yes.
In
yes,
the acting
yes.
ways because they didn't have time to redo mm-hmm. scenes.
No. They barely had enough time to film this.
Yeah. So the pig intestines used an Amanda scene.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's cheap, and the hands digging through it, they had to go back and reshoot, and those are Lee Whannell's hands.
That's funny. That's just funny to me. Apparently, I didn't notice this while watching, but I guess it's kind of cool. They had, like, different types of camera shots for Gordon's character and Adam's character. Apparently, Adam is a little more, like, shaky and unstable, whereas Gordon is very stable, which makes sense kind of for their personality types. Mm-hmm. Gordon is the person I want to be stuck in the bathroom with, but Adam is the person I would definitely be. Like, you know?
This was all filmed on one location at a warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
The bathroom scene was the only one that was built from scratch.
Yeah.
That and some of the hallways.
Makes sense.
So everything else was just dressed in mm-hmm. a room with props.
Or used from previous studios sets that were already existing, like the cop station, I think, was...
They took stuff from those sets.
Yes, yep.
To dress the room.
Yep.
The Jigsaw puppet, James Wan, hand-created, and brought with them to Hollywood for the props and whatnot. They also did that with the Rivers Bear Trap, but they had to make a simpler, lighter version for, Shawnee Smith's head, because... I mean, she was sick when she filmed that scene.
Yeah, apparently she had a flu and with a fever.
Yeah, she That'd had over, horrible. Like, 103 fever and shit like that.
Totally works for, like, the look of what she was going for, though, because...
Yeah.
You look rough when you're in a
She
game.
Looked like she was on drug withdrawals.
Yeah. It works.
Yeah. But yeah, the puppet is made by James Wan himself. And he's adorable. His name is Billy.
I was gonna say, he has a name.
Yeah, his name is Billy.
I always assumed the puppet's name was Jigsaw before I watched the Saw movies, but...
It's Billy.
Jigsaw is Tobin Bell.
Yes.
Apparently, Carrie Elwes did go to meet with a doctor at the UCLA's Department of Neurosurgery to get into his role. Which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's fun.
So, let's see. Everything in the bathroom was filmed in chronological order. So,
yeah.
The build-up with the character development and their relationship grew over time with the movie.
Which is cool. I like that a lot, because I feel like as a character, it would be easier to get to those levels naturally than filming things out of order.
Character of Jigsaw was a result of migraine headaches and nightmares that Winnell was having.
Oof.
It was pretty bad. So, like, a lot of Saw was based off of a nightmare and migraines.
Mm-hmm.
Because he also was like, it'd be fascinating to see what would happen applied with MRIs and stuff like that. And came up with, like, tumor. Okay, he's a tumor. Now we're having nightmares. Like, it's crazy.
In the car chase scene between Zep and Tap... This you told me while we were watching. They're in these cars, right? And it looks like they're driving. They were just, like, shaking the cars. And you said there were people around them just with lights to make it seem like they were driving.
Yep.
It's so funny to me.
It works out better than, like, a green screen background
really
and the car
does.
Shaking. Like, it worked out.
It's fine. It's just really funny to me.
So, in the DVD commentary... James Wan stated that many of the scare scenes in the film were nightmares he and Winnell had as kids.
Which makes me wonder what kind of nightmares they were having.
Let's see. Saw 2 was approved for production the week this film opened in theaters.
It did really well in theaters, didn't it?
Yes, because it did really well at Sundance. So, it got a high review at Sundance, and then they went for another festival, and it got... higher
Toronto
reviews.
Film Festival?
Vegas.
Oh, Vegas. Okay.
And they got even higher ratings. They're like, this was originally supposed to go straight to DVD.
Yeah, I know. And they originally rated it NC-17 before they made some filming cuts and things like that.
Some filming cuts and sound cuts.
Yeah.
A lot of the movies, they edited out a lot of sound.
Probably was like squinchy and stuff.
Yeah. They kept a lot in.
It doesn't feel like there were large chunks cut out of it.
No. Sorry, my nose has been itching the whole time.
You got allergies?
No, I just sometimes when my nose starts itching, it doesn't stop.
It's like you ever have some people that they sneeze once, they could sneeze 10 times?
That's me.
Yeah, yep.
I am that person. If I start sneezing once, you're going to get 25 more sneezes out of me. Danny Glover filmed all of his scenes in 2 days.
That he plays Detective Tap.
Yep. Let's see. They wanted to make this after film school.
Mm-hmm.
They were gonna go for an Australian, film development, but that's even harder to get into, and they're like, we're just send this to America, see what happens.
And apparently they had a couple studios that were interested, but this was the only one that would allow them to do the director and acting duo between Winnell and Wan.
So, Carrie Elwes did have to file a lawsuit against the production company.
Yeah.
His company he was going through for, like,
basically
agency
manager.
And management.
Yeah.
So it's not James Wan's fault or anybody else, but he got kind of a pay cut hard. Like, he didn't get as much as what was promised in the percentage he had negotiated. Mm-hmm. So he did have to get his lawsuit. Mm-hmm. And I believe he did win.
He did. They settled it out of court.
Yeah.
And then after that, he did decide... Well, I'm not going to say it.
No, don't say it. Because you spoiled it for yourself.
Well, I...
Not everybody... Maybe everybody's watching with us.
To be fair, I didn't spoil it for myself. I was doing research and it kind of spoiled it for me. Because it was in my...
Research is hard to do for this because...
That's the only major thing I think that I was spoiled on. But I also... I think at one point you told me he... Well...
No, I never mentioned that he comes back. No, so, I just said it.
Hey, I stopped myself. You don't know who we're talking about.
Yeah, they do. We mentioned it at the beginning. I'm like, don't say what happens.
Well, it's fine.
Let's see. So, the short film was Lee Winnell in the Reverse Bear Trap.
Oh, yes. Yes, it was. Sorry, oh. I was yawning.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Am I boring you?
No, I'm just dead asleep. No sleeps.
So, the Shotgun Hallway where Sing is pursuing, Jigsaw was the very last sequence filmed. Mm-hmm.
Shotgun Hallway. Feels like it needs to have its own little theme song.
That'd be great. So when Lee Winnell and James Wan were, working on Adam's, kill to Zep, mm-hmm. they did use a toilet lid. However, like, they were using, like, a garbage bag filled with fake blood.
Yeah, so that it would, like...
splatter up. It's great. And it's get cool some squishy kill. Sounds.
Yeah, because the camera angle is from the floor, so you see it looking up at Adam hitting a thing.
Yeah. And I think that's all I got.
That's all I had.
Some reviews. So, mm-hmm. a 4-star review. Maybe if Adam didn't give me that sweet cancer, maybe Jigsaw, a cancer patient, wouldn't have left him there to die.
Oh my god. That's true. He does say that.
And, 5-star, this is the most fun I've had without lubricant. It's in reference to a line from the film.
Okay, okay. I can't remember what line that is.
It's from Adam.
Okay. Well, he's very vulgar, so that kind of makes sense. I mean, wouldn't you be, though? You're stuck in a bathroom.
Have anything else about the movie before we grade it?
No, I don't.
Then let's grade this shit.
Okay, so Christy and I have 5 questions that we score on a scale of 1 to 10 for a possible score of 50 each, 100 total. It's a way for us to rank all the movies that we watch.
Yeah. So first question, was it a good horror movie?
I put a 9.
10.
Yeah, it's good.
How is the acting?
7.
7.
Okay.
Though, when you first watch it and you don't know the whole reason for some of the acting choices...
Yeah.
It got downgraded, but also saved because of the limited time frame.
Yeah.
The one shot, let's move on mm-hmm. type of situation.
Yes.
Because Lee Winnell can act, as we've seen in Insidious.
Yeah.
And, of course, Gary Oldman can act, as we've seen in, like everything else he's seen.
And everything. Yeah.
So, the choppiness of their acting is a result of very little prep on the actor's part because they didn't have the time for it.
Yeah.
Agreed. So, special effects.
7.
10. Everything's practical.
Yeah, there's one part, especially at the end with Cary Elwes, when he has cut off his foot. And he's white, but they only did his face. They didn't, like, drop it down into his neck.
I mean...
And that bothered me for some reason.
I took that more as, like, the dust flying up at him from being in a disgusting area.
I took that as him from the blood loss turning white.
I get some of that as well, but also his face was gross.
Yeah, I mean, they're gross.
So, I didn't notice that as much.
I don't know.
I also don't care enough.
It was good. I think maybe I'm starting at a 7 because I'm waiting for it to go up in the next movies. I'm not really sure, but it's good.
I mean, you gotta go strong. Compelling story, interesting twist.
10.
10.
I mean, come on, this ending is iconic.
Yeah. Character development and writing.
7.
I gave it an 8.
Yeah, sometimes a little bit hard to follow continuity-wise.
I mean, that's gonna be the standard of the whole movie, mm-hmm. or the whole series. But, as you watch it, and if you've watched it as much as I have, you can easily be this happened here, this happened here, and this happened here.
Which is, it's helpful to watch with you, because I can ask you questions like that, because sometimes I get lost.
Yeah.
So.
So my score was a 45.
And mine was a 40.
So that's putting us at an 85, which, in our opinion, because we had a couple other 85s, we're putting this above Us mm-hmm. and below Dude Bro Party Massacre.
Yes. Top 10.
Yeah, it is number 10 mm-hmm. in the top 10.
Very good. I love
Will another movie. Saw movie top it? We'll see.
I don't know.
I don't think so. But we haven't covered my favorite, which is 2. So yeah. My score may be higher, but yours may be lower.
It's going to drop.
So, I don't think another Saw movie will top this one. But, in my opinion, they're all good to watch. It's not like Friday the 13th, where like...
Second one.
It's the same thing. We're at awful. A camp. Okay.
Yeah.
God, my nose.
Christy is itching her nose.
God dang.
But, do really, really love this movie. And highly recommend it. Like... Even if you don't love the blood and gore, I don't feel there's enough in this movie to make it much of a turnoff, and I do think it's well-written enough that it's worth the watch.
Yeah, for anybody who's not a big gore fan, Saw 1, you can handle.
And you wouldn't have to watch another Saw movie. You no. could end it there.
Yeah. It's 2 that brings it into the...
There's some we're gonna gross ramp stuff. It up. Yeah.
I think 6 is gonna bother you the most.
It depends on what kind of... traps
teeth eyes throat
yep we're gonna have problems. I have the most problems with fingernails, eyes, and teeth.
Yep
teeth are just, it's like those dreams you have where teeth fall out. It freaking scares me.
I don't have moments like that.
You've
I don't have
never
I don't
had dreams like that. Oh no. Yeah. Yeah,
I have nightmares, but none where my teeth fall out.
Yeah, I have. Sometimes they're not even so much nightmares as it's, like, just really uncomfortable and, like, it makes your skin crawl. Mm. It's gross. Yeah, mostly I have teeth dreams. I have great teeth. I don't have any dental issues. I don't know what the fuck that is. They do say, like, there are reasons for you, like, having your teeth fall out in dreams, and I can't place what those are, but they do.
It's like a stress mechanism in your dreams.
Yep.
So... Well, yeah, we're gonna cover Saw 2 in 2 weeks. If you like our artwork as much as we do.
Yeah, go check out my sister Danny at Danny Draws Dragons over on Instagram and listen to our episode on Annihilation where she guest hosts with us.
Yeah, and if you want to see my Instagram at all, because spooky season is coming up, I'm gonna be doing more and more makeup. And all my makeup looks are gonna come up and it's gonna be great.
It is officially September, therefore spooky season.
Yeah. I'm Lilith_Hilltopple on Instagram. If you want to join in the conversation, give us ideas on what movies we should cover, any themes we should do. If you want to have any returning guests that we've had, give insight as to what you want us to cover for Cringemas.
Mm-hmm.
You could do all of that on Facebook at Unnerved Horror Movie Podcast or on Twitter at AMNerved. If you use Twitter, you can just DM us on that platform. We'll see it.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit easier than just doing at Unnerved, because...
Yeah.
It's a word.
Yeah.
we get tagged in stuff that has nothing to do with us sometimes.
Whoops.
But it's fine. It's fine. But in the meantime, stay safe.
Yes.
Stay spooky.
Say extra spook. It is spooky season. I am ready for my spooky season.
I'm gonna put this out there every episode of Saw. If you are going to a haunted house...
Oh, yeah.
Please be mindful of the rules of that haunted house. If the haunted house tells you to not touch the actors, don't touch the actors.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be disrespectful. You are a guest at that location.
Mm-hmm.
So, just follow the rules. Be safe. Those rules are in place for your safety as well as the actors' safety.
Yep.
You don't want a situation where you get kicked out, you can't get a refund,
mm-hmm.
or you get arrested for a night. You don't want those.
Yes.
I'm not trying to scare you and not have a good time. Just be mindful that you are dealing with other human beings.
Yeah, they're people too.
Correct. I get some of the most vulgar said stuff to me as a haunt actor. And it's not great.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I can fight back in that environment a mm-hmm. little bit with my words and whatnot, but...
You should never be made to feel unsafe while you're working.
Yes. Our haunt... You do not touch us. We do not touch you.
Which is good. I don't want to be touched as a person going into a haunted house. Like, please don't touch me.
Now, I've been swung at. We understand if there is an instance where you have a fight or flight moment, mm-hmm. we understand if it's unintentional. We do understand.
I'm a freeze.
It's when it's intentional mm-hmm. that we have a problem.
Yeah. And people don't talk about the third option, the fight, flight, or freeze. I freeze. I don't go anywhere. I just
You're the third there. F.
I'm the third one. I'm the one that would definitely get you killed.
No, you would get yourself killed. We would leave you behind.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You have to be faster than one other person, at least.
I just don't think my brain would compute to do something. I panic, and I just stand there. Or I recognize it, and I don't accept it as a threat, and then I do what I should not be doing.
Like, you've had instances of, like, that real life.
In real life, which is literally problematic, and probably if any other situation had gone wrong, would have gotten me killed.
Yeah.
Like, not good.
No.
I need to work on my response a little bit.
You need to work on you.
Yeah, I do. I always do.
But yes, we'll see you guys in 2 weeks for Saw 2.
Bye!